We Can Be Still by Ann Peterson, read by Ellie Johnson. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. The hardest thing for us to do is to be still. They say we should have been called human doings instead of human beings. But one of the most valuable things we can do is learn how to rest in God, how to honestly lean on Him with all our weight. God tells us we just trust in Him and not in our own understanding, Proverbs 3:5. And yet, as soon as we start having trials, the first thing we try to do is figure it out. God tells us that His thoughts are higher than our ways, but that doesn't stop us from thinking we can somehow figure it out. David was someone called the man after God's own heart. David would look at the situation at hand, but he'd also look back at the God who was there for his other challenges. As everyone else shivered at the thought of facing the Philistine, not the shepherd boy. Why? Did he have super strength? No. But he knew God Almighty. And David knew that the same God who protected him from the lion and the bear would also protect him from whatever he faced. And in this case, it happened to be a giant. 1 Samuel 17:32 through 37. The giant looked at David, and the Bible tells us he despised him. And yet we see in 1 Samuel 17:45 through 51, David relied on his God. David came against Goliath in the name of the Lord Almighty God, and David didn't take the glory for his victory. From the first moment, he acknowledged it would be by God's strength and might that David would be victorious. God is almighty. No matter what people face, God is bigger still. And yet, at times, we forget what 1 John 4:4 tells us, that greater is He that is in us than he that is in this world. Yes, the world around us is moving fast, and people seem to be spinning as well. But God instructs us to be still. Jesus prayed for us in John 17:16, saying, "We are in this world, but we are not of this world." In Romans 12:2, Paul tells us not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. It's only possible when we saturate ourselves with the Word of God. Taking time to reflect on God's truth helps us to slow down our racing thoughts, and that's when we can discern the things around us. When bank personnel need to identify which bills were counterfeit, they didn't do it by studying all the imposters, but instead they sat and studied the true bill. And in the same way, when we meditate on God's word, then we will be able to know when we are listening to lies. God can help us still our minds and hearts, and then we'll know that He indeed is God.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.